friends, to the Generations Broadcast, Kevin Swanson with you, broadcasting from my basement out here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado with Bill Jack from Worldview Academy in studio with me today. And I'd like to come back to the matter of the islands of freedom that God has provided Christians in this world in which it appears the nations, the institutions, have turned secular. Our institutions, our universities, our educational systems have turned secular at almost every single level. But there are some islands of freedom that the Lord has provided his people in just the most amazing way. I think some of the islands of freedom and culture that have broken off from the mainland of the zeitgeist, like we like to say, has been done in such a supernatural, miraculous way. I just think of these things as the gift of God for us. But let's talk about medical care first. My daughter picked off this piece from Pinterest just before we came on the air, Bill. And here's what we read. Okay, you got this? In the United States, the average cost of a hip replacement is $40,364. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
The same operation in Spain costs $7,371. In other words, you could literally fly to Spain, get a hip replacement, live in Madrid for 2 years, learn Spanish, run with the bulls, get trampled by the bulls, get a second hip replacement, and fly home for less than what you would pay for a hip replacement
in the
United States.
That is hilarious.
That's pretty good, huh?
That's hilarious. Get trampled by the bulls and get a second hip replacement.
Get a second hip replacement and live in Madrid for 2 years and learn Spanish.
Yeah.
To boot. For the price that you would pay for a hip replacement in the United States. Now, that's no surprise that we've heard things like that before. And, of course, medical costs in America are extraordinary for a lot of reasons. I think socialism has increased the costs, but it's not just socialism. I think there's also such a focus on medicine in America. Americans are by far the most hypochondriac nation in the world in terms of the percentage of their money that goes to medical care. They spend more on medical care than any other nation, any other major nation in the world. And of course, you know, supply and demand goes in, increases. What happens to costs? They go up as well.
Up
so
as well.
Demand has gone up and up and up. As Americans are afraid to die, as Americans are interested in as much medical care, as many drugs as they can possibly pump into their bodies to prevent any pain, to be sure that somehow they make it through this life without any struggle whatsoever. So Americans are a bit of a softy, wafty lot, and they don't want to die, and they spend more money on healthcare than any other nation, and that drives the costs sky high. Now, the good news is we still have Christian medical sharing, but remember, it turns out that the average family of four is paying via insurance about $28,166 for their healthcare per year. That's 47% of the median income. That's half. Can you believe that? Half of the median income right now in America for the average family of four is going to medical costs via insurance, as you know, mandated by Obamacare. Okay, so $28,000 per year, that's half of the median income going to medical care, my friends. And that's way more than any other nation in the world spends on medical care. No wonder costs are so high. The median home price in America is $188,000. You could pay off a house in 6 years for what you're paying for the amount of money poured into insurance. Incredible. Just incredible. And that's why, again, my friends, we recommend the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries like SamaritanMinistries.org. The Christian Medical Sharing Ministries, the basic plan is like $300 a month. You'd save $24,000 for a family of four. You'd pay off a house in 7 years. Let's say that you started having kids, you know, but the point at which you had got married, you started with Samaritan Medical Care and you worked with Samaritan Medical Care for 21 years as you were raising your children. You would pay off three houses, median wow. priced houses in America for the money that you save, Bill, for the money that you save from the Obamacare insurance programs mandated by the United States government.
Yep.
So again, Christian Medical Sharing Ministries were exempted in the Obamacare bill. That was the good news. And now there are, 250,000 members sharing $27 million per month. That's why Christian Medical Sharing Ministries, my friends, save the money. You save enough to pay off three houses in 21 years off of what you would pay ordinarily through the Obamacare insurance plans. Incredible. Incredible. You'd save hundreds of thousands of dollars. Was it $350,000, $400,000 over 21 years? Incredible. So thankfully, there is an exemption to the socialist system, Obamacare, and granted, this is not a socialist system. You're not stealing from your neighbor to provide for your own medical costs.
It's voluntary. It's voluntary. It's charitable.
Exactly. It's a charitable program.
Yeah. We have a faculty member at Worldview Academy who was a professor at a university, and his health care started shooting up. And so he asked me about it. At that time, I was with Samaritan, and he investigated it, and he went on it. And then shortly after he became a member, his wife was diagnosed with cancer. And he was very concerned because he said, is this thing going to work? And he said it was incredible. He said,
the checks to him.
Yes. He said it was paid for. He said, it is so gratifying to know when I write that check every month that I'm writing it to a person, not to an institution, not to an organization. And he said, I get to pray for people. He said, I know they're praying for us. He said it was just a great thing.
Well, friends, you're saving $350,000 over 21 years, and that's about as much as we've saved over the 21, 22 years we've been with Christian Medical Sharing Ministries, in this case, SamaritanMinistries.org. You don't have to pay for abortions. That's a positive, friends. Now, remember, Obamacare mandates the payment for abortifacients. Obamacare requires no out-of-pocket copay for abortifacients. For those that are pursuing insurance that is regulated by the Obamacare system. So Obamacare still, to this day, is not requiring out-of-pocket copays on abortifacients. So remember, with a Christian Medical Sharing Ministries, you don't have to kill kids. And that's a positive. That's a positive. Imagine not aborting millions upon millions of babies, or not contributing to the abortion of millions upon millions of babies a year via abortifacients. Proverbs 24:11 says, rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, surely we didn't know this. Does he who weighs the heart consider this? He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds? Psalm 82:4, rescue the weak, the needy, save them from the hand of the wicked. There is an obligation on the part of Christians to do what they can to prevent the increase in the use of abortifacients and abortions. There's a responsibility on the part of Christians. And I'm not telling you exactly what to do, but one approach you could take would be to not contribute to it through the Obamacare insurance programs. Also, you don't have to turn your family medical decisions over to state bureaucracies and keep the free market operating that way. If you would just exempt yourself from Obamacare by a Christian medical sharing ministry like SamaritanMinistries.org. You can also engage in the free market on costs. You're not locked into ripoff prices. You can get into this medical vacation thing. You go to Spain. Get your hip replacement in Spain. Stay there for 2 years. Run with the bulls. you could. Now, my understanding is that these Christian medical sharing ministries are open to this kind of medical approach, that we can engage the free market more so than be locked into American insurance programs and the ripoff prices that are charged by the American hospitals. There are also accountability requirements, by the way. You can't soak the system with your bad habits. Your pastor has to sign off that you attend church and you're not an alcoholic and a chain smoker. So that kind of thing is involved. There's accountability system to a Christian medical sharing ministry like SamaritanMinistries.org. And I encourage you to check it out and let them know that Kevin Swanson set you by. So, friends, encouragement here. Make use of the islands of freedom. Make use of the islands of freedom. Seek freedom. Seek some liberty from the systems that are forcing you to fund abortions and forcing you to engage in a system that is socialistic and redistributes wealth. Seek options. Seek options if you can find them. We'll be back with more, and we're going to talk about options in relation to education and the funding of education by the Canadian government or by the American government. Should we embrace the funding of medical care for our kids? Should we embrace the funding of education for our children? That's the question next on the Generations Project.
It's hard to imagine Christian pastors going to jail for their faith, and it's just as hard to imagine Christian businessmen fined $135,000 for not baking a cake in celebration of a homosexual wedding. It's hard to imagine America turning into a communist state that persecutes Christians and rewards the most aberrant. Will Christians just let it happen? Should Christians just let it happen? These are important questions, my friends. This is Kevin Swanson, and I wrote the book on freedom because I wanted to build a case for freedom. A biblical case. A historical case. And let me tell you, the history of freedom is the most inspiring story you'll ever read. Have you heard the story of the Magna Carta, Bannockburn, Leyden, and William the Silent? The American Pilgrims and the Battle for King's Mountain. How will we fight for freedom in this generation and the next? Well, tell the story first. The story of freedom. Let's leave a legacy for freedom for our children and our grandchildren. Get a copy of the new book, Freedom for Each of Your Children and Grandchildren, at generations.org. That's generations.org.
Back on the Generations broadcast, Kevin Swanson with you, Bill Jack from Worldview Academy here as well, engaging the war of the worldviews today as we encourage Christians to engage the battle as best as you can. Now, granted, we are pressed onto islands from time to time because we don't have a lot of political influence when it comes to the public schools. We don't have a lot of political influence to sway our political systems, our institutions, in the direction of God's word, in the direction of righteousness. So what do? Well, you take advantage of the islands of freedom or the islands of culture. Well, here's an example of this. Alberta's deputy minister of education, he sent a letter to Christian schools in the Canadian province of Alberta. He threatened defunding of these Christian schools if they didn't follow state policies on gender theory and homosexuality. So there's two issues right now is transgenderism, homosexuality, right, that are being sold to 6-year-olds and 8-year-olds in public schools and now Christian schools in Alberta, evidently. Now, it turns out that the Alberta's government, they looked at the policy statements of Christian schools that were receiving state funding, and they would find policy statements such as these, quote, the unchangeable and infallible truth of the word of God, unquote. And they said, oh, that's got to go. So literally, they made a list, Bill, of the policy statements they wanted struck from these policy statements from Christian schools. Here's one more. All school groups, clubs, and activities must teach, demonstrate, and embrace biblical perspectives. That is the foundation for all school activities. Okay, that went. That was gone. That was like struck from the policy statement by the Deputy Minister of Education of Alberta. Because, well, they're pushing very hard on transgendering and homosexualizing the schools in Alberta, and they're moving in on the Christian schools. Now,
because
why
these
are
Christian schools who accept state funding.
That's right. They accept state funding. And what the government funds?
The government controls.
That's right. There's a hook in that bait somewhere.
Now, there are strings attached to every puppet.
There's a hook in that bait.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know. The bait is the funding.
Yep.
The hook is
the policy
control.
Control, right.
It's secular control of
institutions. Christian schools in Alberta and even Christian homeschools in Canada receive a fair amount of government funding. And apparently this has been the case for many, many generations. There has been something of a allowance for varying educational philosophies in Canada, and the government funds them somewhat equally. Now, but what the government funds, the government controls.
And you can't have two competing worldviews side by side, because one will seek to dominate. And when you have a secular worldview dominating the political arena, dominating government, it's going to dominate the family as well. And that is why they're arm wrestling over control of education. Education biblically is the jurisdiction of the fathers and the mothers. It's the jurisdiction of the family. What's happened is we have become, well, seduced into thinking education is an arm of the government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, government has an interest in having an educated citizenry, but it should not have control over the education. It should encourage, but it should not fund education, because once it funds education, then the worldview of the government, the controlling powers, will be foisted upon the people and upon families. I do not want to impose my worldview on another family. I want to persuade them. I want to encourage them to pursue truth, but I do not want to control another family because, hey, quite frankly, I got enough problems trying to manage and my family. You know, I don't need to manage somebody else's family.
A fair number of Christians want to assume that any form of education is neutral. And of course, that is
that's absurd.
Of the most deceptive ploys of the satanic realm. They want to press on us that this education, this conveyance of knowledge is neutral, and it has nothing to do with one's basic understanding of things like reality, truth, and ethics. But it does, friends. Ultimately, there is a worldview that undergirds every form of education, and when the state chooses a form of education, they absolutely will choose a certain worldview, and the worldview chosen is one that is anti-God, anti-supernatural, any kind of a Christian basic worldview. If we were to step in and say the beginning of wisdom and knowledge is the fear of God, the state would say, we utterly reject that proposition, and we would not want to approve that kind of an education for our populace. And that, my friends, is where the state of Canada is today. That's where the state of the United States is as well. What the government funds, the government controls, and the government is in control of the worldview. At this point, of course, the bugaboo happens to be homosexuality and transgenderism, because these are the major expressions of autonomy in the Western world. That is, the modern humanist believes more than anything else in his own ethical autonomy and his rebellion against God's ethical requirements. And so at this point, these are non-negotiables for the public schools. These are non-negotiables for the official government educational bureaucracies, and they will impose these ethical perspectives and this ethical form of autonomy upon Christian schools in Alberta. I think sooner or later, you've got to pay the piper. Sooner or later, the government's going to step in and control if the government has been funding your private school or your home school for X number of years. So I guess the encouragement here, friends, is to take control of your children's education, and you're going to have to forfeit government funding if you want to retain something of a control of your children's education. That's really where it's at. And it turns out this is going to require a measure of sacrifice on the part of your church. This is going to require a measure of sacrifice on the part of your Christian families. And you say, what? You mean I have to sacrifice something for Jesus? You mean I might have to be persecuted for Jesus and wind up paying my taxes for everybody else's education as I'm providing for my own children's education by my own funding? Yes, you may have to suffer. You may have to sacrifice something for the Lord Jesus Christ, even as our Chinese brethren are sacrificing something. Our Iranian Christian brothers are sacrificing something in Iran for their Lord and Savior Jesus as well. Jesus said, they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. A servant is not above his master. And friends, you're going to have to suffer if you're going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. He suffered, you suffer. That's the way it works. And he will call you to some measure of suffering that may involve some sacrifice in the area of your financial provision for your children's education. And Bill, I think this legislation or this policy shift on the part of Alberta's Department of Education is going to affect homeschooling in that province and other provinces as well. It appears that the secularists that radically control our systems today are bound and determined to bring some level of homosexual indoctrination into our home schools. Now, the Alberta state government considered a policy statement, and that provokes some 2,000 or 3,000 homeschoolers to gather around the capital in Alberta for this for that battle, and they won that battle for the time being. But
they
appears
were just, the secularists were just testing the waters.
They were.
Uh-huh. You know what this is. This reminds me of you remember the story about the parable of the Arab who is traveling, the merchant who's traveling, and he's got all of his goods packed on the camel, and he's going from Mecca to another city, and he stops in the middle of the desert and pitches his tent, and a sandstorm comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The camel wants to work his head under the tent.
Yeah, and that's what happens. You know, he's got all his goods in there, and he's protecting his goods, and then he thinks, my poor camel. Mm-hmm. And so he says, well, I just let his nose under the tent.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing, he says, my poor camel, let's put his eyes under the tent and his mm-hmm. ears. And pretty soon, the camel's in the tent.
And everything else is outside.
Yes, mm-hmm. including the Arab.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what happens when you have government interference in a jurisdiction in which the government does not have jurisdiction. Jurisdiction matters. Mm-hmm. Who has the right to speak law in education?
Mm-hmm.
If you grant it to the government, then the camel will be in the tent, and you, as the one who has jurisdiction as father in your family, will be soon outside the tent. And if they say, well, they're just talking about Christian schools who accept state money. No, they're going to go after Christian schools who don't accept state money. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to come after you as a homeschooler. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to come after everybody. It is Niemöller.
It is
Dr. Niemöller, yeah, who said, first they came for, then they came for the trade unionists, then they came for the Jews, then they came for the Christians. And there was no one left to speak up.
Mm-hmm. That means that we've got to engage full court press. We need to battle for the jurisdiction of the family in the area of education or bust, my friends. And the education battle, of course, is the very, very core battle for the hearts and the minds of the next generation. Without winning this battle, friends, we have lost the battle for faith, family, and all freedom for the decades and the centuries to come. So let's engage the battle for the hearts and minds of our children, the jurisdiction of individual families, parents to dictate the education of their own children. And let's be sure that we are not bound by the restrictions of state funding. Let's be sure that the state is more and more removed from the jurisdiction of education. And let's bring it back into the rubric of the family.
Pray for those Christians in Canada who are fighting this fight.
This is the battle for freedom.
Contribute to organizations that are defending their liberties in Canada.
Yeah.
And we need to stand for liberty for all.
That's right. This is the battle for liberty. And be sure that you get a copy of our book called Freedom and the study guide that accompanies it. It is the story of the age-old battle for freedom against the jurisdiction of the state that wolfs in. But we've got to define freedom by a biblical definition. And we do that in this book. So if you want to pass on a legacy of freedom for your children from generation on to generation, be sure that you give them a biblical basis for political liberties and freedoms as defined by the Word of God. And that's summarized in the book Freedom, available at our website, kevinswanson.com or generations.org, as well as we tell the story of the battle for Western liberties from the battle for the Magna Carta to the present day and the present challenges that face us, especially as the state has worked hard to erode the jurisdiction of the family and destroy family liberties and parental freedoms. That, my friends, is the singular battle of the day, and this has been spelled out in our book Freedom, along with the study guide, available at our website, kevinswanson.com or generations.org. Be sure to get your copy of Freedom for your children at our website, generations.org or kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson, inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.